It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Russell, you're still in college. And tell us about the phases that your business has already gone through.
So it started way back in high school, actually. So my freshman year of high school, I met two friends who were seniors in high school at the time. We used to be skateboarders, so we'd be at the skate park all the time doing tricks on the rails and stuff. And what ended up happening is the little bolts that hold together the truck and the actual deck of the board itself, they kept breaking on us. So what I thought was, hey, why don't I start my own skateboard hardware company and start producing my own bolts and selling them. So I reached out to a company out of Long Beach, California. They were a longboarding company. They manufactured these bolts, actually. So what I asked for was, hey, can you meet these specifications? I sent them the requirements, the sizes, how many threads on each bolt, and they ended up making them for me, and I sold them. I got into my first skate shop. I got into a few skate shops through that, and then I realized that it kind of wasn't a market I was ready to get involved in, the hardware market and the skateboard market as a whole. It was just way too big. There was companies, you know, way too big, and I just didn't have what it took, the capital required to get into that, and I was losing interest in skateboarding as a whole, slowly. So
where did it go? So then what?
So then I diverted into, I kind of converted the passion into clothing. I started making t-shirts for skateboarders, and after that, I realized that I wanted to go something deeper. I wanted to have a deeper meaning for it, and then I started disco. And so the meaning behind disco is we take historical themes and concepts and kind of reintroduce them through modern fashion.
Is this modernized retro photographs, or?
Not necessarily. So one piece that we actually just did, it is a retro photograph from 1979, and we did modernize it. We put a little, ironic spin on it. We do anything from taking historical concepts as far back as it goes. That's the beauty of, you know, being able to work with history, is that there's so much art involved, and it's so rich in art and so rich in different historical concepts and themes and ideas that it's just very easy to use these themes and ideas to create inspiration for new modern fashion.
So you have already evolved this business from something very specific in terms of hardware to the fashion industry.
Yes.
And athletics. What else comes in under skateboarding, athletics, fitness, fashion, what else?
So I kind of left the whole skateboarding thing. We're kind of away. We still have a lot of the customers, a lot of our Instagram following base is still skateboarders, just because, you know, we've retained the following and everything. But I've actually left skateboarding, and I'm looking to get more involved into higher end or more modern streetwear fashion.
And how do you do that? How's it going? How are you doing that?
I mean, it's going well so far. A lot of the things that we do to get involved in that is use influencers. I think the whole concept of social media right now, it's outgrown our minds, I feel like. So using influencers, using different campaigns to get following on Instagram and on different social medias.
How do you decide which influencers to use?
Well, I look for a few different things, like reputation. I want them to have a good reputation and a good follower base that will, you know, give a good positive surrounding to our company, Disco. I want them to be able to, you know, promote the product in a way that they're passionate about it, they get something out of it, and in the end, I want them to be happy, and as well as their following base.
Now, it's customary to pay influencers always, sometimes, what?
So usually they do ask for a pay. I mean, it all depends on who they are. If there's someone more known, a music group, for example, they may want to get paid for it in addition to having the clothing sent to them. They might want to get paid per post, per Instagram story, per Snapchat story, whatever it is. But I feel like I've made good connections in the past, and I feel like I haven't had to pay as much as I thought I would have to.
How do you, once you find someone you'd like to use as an influencer, do you just send them an email? How do you get through to their attention?
Yeah, so I kind of take it case by case. So mm-hmm. Some people I'll reach out to from my personal Instagram. Some people I'll reach out to from the business Instagram. And some people I'll just email. So for someone as big as, let's say, ASAP Tyy, he's a rapper in the ASAP group. I reached out to him because we were doing a fashion show back in February. And I wanted someone from New York to perform. It was during New York Fashion Week, so I wanted a New York artist to perform. And he really liked the brand, he liked the company and what we stand by, so he agreed to perform for us. But him, I had to reach out to through the business email. Let's say a friend of mine or like a mutual friend who I know through a mutual friend, them maybe I'll reach out to from my personal Instagram, so I take it case by case.
So you are still in college, and you were an exhibitor in Fashion Week?
Right, so...
That's
Fashion
Week, pretty good.
Thank you. Fashion Week is kind of... it's kind of just a collection of different fashion shows that go on during the week. We weren't necessarily part of another show. We did our own show, and it was a introduction to our new collection, to our new kind of view of the fashion industry.
I've heard that story that smart people have told me in the past. If they were not admitted to the big tent, or they didn't have the fee to be in the big show, they would run their own show a couple blocks down the street. Is that what you did?
Right. So I couldn't get into any of the big shows. The timeline was too short. They required a lot of capital. They required a lot from us. So what I decided is, hey, I'm just going to go to Williamsburg in Brooklyn. It's a trendy, you know, modern area, and I'm going to do my own fashion show.
How did it go?
It went very well. So I actually, I sold out the venue. I didn't think that I would originally. So the way the ticket sales were coming in, I was starting to get worried. But we ended up selling out the venue. We had ASAP Tyy perform, which I think was an excellent performance. And what I did was I gave the opportunity for other artists to come in and also showcase their work during our Fashion Week event.
How many tickets did you sell?
It was around 120 tickets.
That's good. Wow. So you're end running the establishment to come at them from different angles.
In a way, yeah.
And is your product similar to other companies, or is... It's got to be unique in some way.
You mean the companies that are involved in fashion?
Yeah, your designs, your streetwear.
I would say it's a little different.
Yeah.
The companies that are involved in these Fashion Week things are more higher-end designers or fashion houses who already have established, you know, that connection with the luxury customer. I think Disco is unique in the fact that we take inspiration from history for a lot of our designs. I think that's something that makes me stand out from the other streetwear brands. As far as streetwear brands being involved in Fashion Week, there definitely are a few, and they definitely do put their own twists to Fashion Week to make them stand out. But that's just, I couldn't get involved in the whole, you know, main Fashion Week event with the NYFW website and everything, so I kind of took my own twist on it.
Will you do it again?
I would, and I'm very excited for next February to do it again.
You have a guest list now. You've got a list.
Yes, sir.
They'll be coming looking to you someday.
Yep.
What advice do you have for business owners in general, whatever industry they're in using Instagram?
Instagram, it's all connected with Facebook and Snapchat and Twitter now, so there's a lot of ways to connect all the networks. I think that having that connectivity and having everything integrated is super important, just because, you know, you don't necessarily want someone seeing just your Instagram and then seeing your Twitter and they're not side by side, they're not together, which is a problem that I'm currently facing right now. But I think that it's not a waste of time to actually learn about the Facebook and the Instagram community. I think it's super important, especially right now to learn all the tools and analytics that go into it.
Why is it a problem for you that all your accounts are not connected?
The main problem that I had when starting up is that I couldn't get the Disco handle for Twitter and Facebook. I got it for Instagram, but not Twitter and Facebook. And they're just not giving it to me.
Is disco the 70s or 80s sense of disco as retro fashion, or do the K's mean something else?
So when I started it, I was kind of looking for a name that was unique and gave a hint to the meaning of the brand. So I love disco music. I think, I think it's trendy, or for the time it was very trendy. And I feel like it's a skateboarding thing. A lot of skateboarders like to listen to disco music or put it in their videos on Instagram or YouTube. And so I just kind of took it, and I was listening to disco music one day on a trip to Costa Rica. This was way back in 2015 when I first got the name. And I decided, hey, what if I put a modern twist to it and kind of put the two K's? And it's kind of stuck with me.
Well, CO probably wasn't available anyway.
Yeah, probably not, because, I went through the whole process of the U.S. Patent Trademark Office to get the logo trademarked, the LLC and everything, and everything was available. So I got the Instagram handle, Disco. I got disco.com, so I locked everything in right away just so I could lock in the name, get everything set. But now I'm just working on getting the Facebook and Twitter handles.
How do you manage to major in business and run disco as well?
So I'm a finance major.
Finance.
Right. And, a lot of people are kind of intrigued by that. They're like, why finance? Why not marketing or advertising? Right. Something that you could apply to, growing the company, like learning what you take in marketing. And as a business major, you're required to take core classes in school. So I'm a student at Fordham University. So we take core classes. So we take finance, accounting, marketing, an array of different classes. And what I think is super valuable is actually being a college student while running a business. Yes, it could be a burden on my time, and I always have to sacrifice something, whether it's, my health or my social, environment. But in the end, I think that it's very valuable for me because I apply what I learn in school and I apply it to disco. And I take it and apply it to disco. And conversely, I'll take what I learn from disco and the connections I make from disco and apply it to school.
I wouldn't be surprised. We'll talk to you again someday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.